Welcome to the website for 1060 Neches Valley Lane in the city of Franklin, state of Tennessee, 37064. The property is also known as Wishing Trees. The property sits on over 6 acres. The community itself is called Neches Valley, which is comprised of 215 acres with a security gate newly installed for security and privacy. Neches Valley is located right at the foot of the iconic Neches Trace Double Arch Bridge, a beautiful architectural masterpiece, which is part of the Neches Trace Parkway, which goes for hundreds of miles through many states, and it's administered by the National Park Trust. Getting back to the property, Wishing Trees is about half a mile in, and it sits on the right as you come in. The house is elevated about 200 feet from the private road to maximize the rolling hills views and views from inside the house of the Neches Trace Bridge. The house was built in 2006 when it was acquired by the current owners. Over 9 years ago, they immediately set out on renovations both inside and out. That included a complete landscape design to the effect of about $200,000, and it's very well maintained and inexpensive to maintain as well. As for details, inside, the house flows very, very nice throughout all the various rooms. You have a bedroom downstairs, which could be, if one wanted to, converted into a downstairs master without very little effort. Also has a full bath and a walk-in shower. There's a powder room. There's a study as you come in through the entrance. A dining room with a pass-through that we call into the butler's pantry, okay? And then you have the great room, the living room, and you'll notice that there's beautiful artwork and antiques everywhere. These pieces have been collected for many, many years, and it just fits with the house just right. But obviously, the house could be had furnished or unfurnished. If it's furnished, that's a separate negotiation, of course. Upstairs, you have 4 bedrooms, all with bathrooms, the master suite, or primary as they now call it, has a beautiful marbled flooring and sides, wainscoting, huge walk-in shower, and a stand-up bathtub with, again, views of the Neches Trace Bridge. You'll notice also the finishings are first rate. Triple crown molding, very high baseboard, rounded edges on all of the walls. The painting that was done throughout, Sherman Williams paint, high quality custom colors, those are all easy to pass on to the next owner. Let's see what else. We have a massive attic. It's unfinished, but that has some possibilities there. A new roof was installed, a GAF with a transferable warranty, lifetime limited, details on, upon request, was installed in April 2026. And also the contractor has provided their own warranty as well. We had them do an inspection 30 days after install to make sure that everything was tickety-boo, and it is, okay? Throughout the house, you'll have high ceilings, vaulted ceilings everywhere, so you have a real feeling of space and openness. The property has high-speed internet. It's connected to cable, and you can have satellites, so you've got 3 options there. Very inexpensive to run in terms of heating and air conditioning. Information on request. The water bill is next to nothing. Speaking of watering, in Tennessee, if you're not familiar with this, although you maintain the lawn and cut it, you know, maybe once a week in season, about October, November, everything goes dormant. So you have 0 landscaping cost or things to do. let's see what else. The community is just really nice. It's 20 residents, There is no building plan for any other homes right now. The HOA is run by the owners, meaning you could be the president or the treasurer. We don't have any outside people telling us what to do. As they say, an Englishman's home is his castle, right? So with this property, you could develop it, obviously subject to, you know, building permit, but you could develop it to add another building, maybe a detached garage if one wanted to. The garage that we have now has 16-foot ceilings, which allows for a double stacking of cars, or you could lower the garage ceiling and have storage or create more living space. The basement is sort of a three-quarter high. That makes sense. It's a large crawl space, but you can actually walk into one third of it. And in fact, you could probably even put a room there and have that go up to the study, you know, maybe a safe room or wine cellar. It's very dry. Again, you know, it's fully rocked. It's been inspected. So there's no issues with drainage or anything like that on the property. On the driveway, you could park probably 12-13 cars if one wanted to, and there's a turnaround there as well, so it's not difficult to get to, and you can certainly have a lot of people there. There's a pool area where we have the pergola, which would be perfect for a pool if somebody wanted one. We've never bothered with it because we're not pool people, but if that's what you want, then there's an area there, or even on the right side of the house. We've got 300 feet of frontage. And about 900 feet all the way back. Speaking of the community, there's a trail that goes all the way around the landmass. It could be for hiking, or some people maybe in the past have done dirt biking, but on the deeds, it actually says an old horse trail. The deeds say that you're allowed farm animals, and nobody here really has them, but it is allowed. And I think it's worth preserving that right should somebody want to have, you know, a little horse or goat or something, you know, just fence it in. You could do that. So anyway, that's just a little bit of intro. If you go to the footer, there's various links to documents and all sorts of information. In the hamburger menu, if you're on a mobile, we'll have more information too. If there's anything that's missing, just let us know. Okay. And our contact information is down below, and broker participation is welcome.